Some folks, very few it's true, some folks tell us that we sing too much Scottish stuff, too much Celtic material. This is just a wee bit break in the kind of Scottish material. This is, in fact, a country western song. And country western really is folk music in a way. At the turn of the century, when the first gramophone came in, it was all country western records that were... Wasn't it, Ron? Yeah.
What the hell are you laughing at?
Can you see that? Drone. Aye, sharpen it, maybe. Tighten it, man. Tighten the thick one.
The thick one.
Thick one. Give the thick one a tighten. Aye. It's good enough for country music. Here we go.
In a boozer in Frookie, just across from the bookie. She said, "That's enough, I'm a one." She called me a rotter, and she gave me my jotters. Said she was shooting the crow. So make yourself slippy, 'cause you're teasing the chippy, and I'm taking my records and all. You're right off your sprocket, in fact you're just mock it, so I'm jacking it in and gain hainty mama.
That's country.
Well, I straighten my bonnet, and I says, "Dinny Comet, you can't have a moose just like that. Just 'cause I get steaming and come back him screaming and take it all out on the cat." She says, "That's no the reason, 'cause the cat's now in season."
You've tried it, haven't you?
But we've yattered enough about that. No, I've found a new fella whose teeth are me yellow, and he's got a new car, a TV and a flat. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy. I've spent 15 quid on new shoes with big heels. Though I'm no a whopper and a wear a crown. From 25 yards it looks real. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy.
Well, she said, "That's it, Shuggy," and she stormed to the Snuggy.
She called me an ugly wee toad, and I'm no standing spieling, 'cause your patter is peeling, and I've got a date with Big Dog. Well, she really got heavy when she spat in me bevy, but with laughter I had to explode, 'cause she ran for a taxi and she fell on her jacksie. She slipped on a chip paper left in the road. Well, I started to blubber and I yelled, "You're a scrubber," but I followed her just for a laugh. When I thought of the hurley, what half inched my burly, I decided that he was a yaff. He was likely Armenian or even a Fenian who stood 5 feet 1.5. But I nearly went frantic, 'cause he was gigantic, so I gave him the soldier's farewell and took off. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy. I'll spend 15 quid on
shoes would be keys. No, I know I'll walk up and I'll wear a crown topper from 25 yards in Lutree. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy.
So you can get knotted, Lucy.